Welcome to Show Machshava on the Daf. Shir sponsored by Nishmas Haim Yaakov Sholem and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvos Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara on the top of the Amud, when the word comes to say that according to Beis Hillel, what do you sing in front of a kala? You say kala no v'chasuto. So says Beit Shammai, what about the problem in Dvar Sheker Tirchok? How can you lie? How can you say something wrong about the kala? So the Gemara answers, the Beis Hillel tell Beit Shammai, what about someone who buys something new in the market, will you come and tell him that what he bought was bad? And the Gemara concludes and says, person needs to have his mind together with the priest. The question is, what is the answer of Beis Hillel? Beit Shammai asks, you're not allowed to lie. Beis Hillel say, you need to be meshaveach somebody what he bought. And your das needs to be me'ur with the priest. So how does that answer the question of how do you lie? And what does it mean, Daitosh Odom Mu Revisim Abirus? What does that sentence have to do with this? So the Ritva learns over here, and so many other Rishayim, the Pshat is that it's really a lie. But as the Gemara Yevamos tells us, a person is allowed to lie, Mishun Darke Shalom. For Shalom purposes, one is allowed to lie. So it's really a Sheker. But this Sheker is allowed. And according to this, Daitosh Odom Mu Revisim Abirus means a person needs to live in peace and harmony with other people. And if lying will bring the peace, so one is allowed to do that. Someone really bring the question, the Sefer Chassid tells us, you're allowed to lie, but you're not allowed to do it on a regular basis. When a person should not become a liar, only if it happens once in a while. Here, every kala and kala, you say kala no v'chasuda. So the Maharsha here, and also the Maharal, both here and in the Sefer Soilom, they say a similar yisoit, the pshat is, that the kala obviously is moitzechen in the eyes of the chosam. If not, the chosam would not marry her. She found favor in his eyes. So in his eyes, there's a maila here that he sees. So what the Maharal is basically saying is, this is not a lie. The emes over here is subjective. For every person, there's a different emes. This person sees the kala nove chasuda in his eyes. For somebody else, he doesn't see it. And that's what the Gemara brings a proof from somebody purchasing something in the market. You purchase something, some people like it, some people don't. Does it mean it's a lie to say that it's a bad item? In the eyes of the purchaser, obviously it's a good item. So one needs to see things from the eyes of somebody else. You don't like this item, but still give a shvach because for your friend, this item is very good. And that's what the Gemara says, lo'ilom tiyeh daitosh odom mu'revisim abrius. You have to have your mindset seeing things from someone else's perspective. You don't like the item, you don't think this kala is nove chasudo, but in the eyes of your friend, he does see it. And therefore, you mishabeach, it's not a lie. It's the way your friend sees it, it's the emes in his eyes. And this is a very big yesoy to know that someone needs to see things from someone else's perspective. A person needs to put himself in someone else's standpoint. The Imre Emes adds you another point. He says, again, going back to what we learned in the past, that kala represents Am Yisrael in general. So even though there's a kala that has a mum, that has an external blemish, but inside, she always is pure. She's always is perfect. Every yid inside has the pintel yid that never goes bad. Every blemish, every bad thing is only external. But internally, every kala is no v'chasudo. And that's what Imre Emes goes on and says, that's what the Gemara says, if someone takes a mekach min hashuk, only in the shuk, only outside in the marketplace, externally, things can look bad in a yid, but internally it's not. And that's what it means, loyon tiyeh daitish odom mu'revesim abriyos, that the only reason there's bad things is only when there's an irbu, mixing up externally, but internally it's always pure, it's always good. And we'll end with a yesoid of the Magen Mezrich quoted in a few places. One of them is the Tiferes Yisrael of Chortkov. And the Magen Mezrich says, Lo'ilum tiyeh daitosh odom mu'revisim abriyos. What does it mean? A tzaddik is very easy for him to go lock himself up and be a tzaddik and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person needs to be involved. He needs to be part of a tzibur. And that's beneficial for the world. People outside sharing benefit from the tzaddik. So it's not good enough for the tzaddik to lock himself up. He needs to go and be mashpia on his generation. And that's what the word means, le'oilom tiyeh daitosh odom. Le'oilom, for the world, it's good for the tzaddik to be me'ur v'mabriyos. And if you connect this to the Imre Emes, the idea is that the tzaddik is able to extract good from every yid. You need to be mishabech beino. You need to say kalano v'chasudo to bring about the good that comes out from every single yid. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.